Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Dee Stribling, with a few words about the economy for the week ending Friday, July 22nd, 2011. Last week, the podcast was mostly taken up with the lack of progress on raising the debt ceiling, which in ordinary times is a routine task that might inspire a little hand-wringing about the public debt, but no real threat that the ceiling would not be raised and that the United States of America would default like a banana republic. But we live in unusual times, so I have no progress to report this week. Counting today and August 2nd, the reported deadline, there are 12 days to go. Again this week, there were conferences between the president and congressional leaders, and I could almost repeat word for word what I said last week, except maybe the part about eating peas, and still describe what happened this week with some accuracy. None of it will be important once some kind of resolution to the problem happens, for better or worse, as we get closer to August 2nd. Over in Europe, there's better news about their unsettling debt problems. Well, maybe better. Better depending on who you are, and better at least in the sense that talk of Greece defaulting on its debts in an uncontrolled way will now stop, because the EU seems to be allowing Greece to default in a controlled way. The deal is that Greek bondholders will voluntarily, and there's quotes around that word, voluntarily take a haircut on their holdings in the form of longer terms and lower interest rates, while EU taxpayers will take their own haircut, or maybe take a bath is a better analogy, with longer-term bailouts of Greece and Portugal and Ireland and maybe a few other places, in a scheme that was briefly compared to the Marshall Plan. Back at home, but not involving the debt ceiling crisis, U.S. commercial real estate prices were up in May for the first monthly increase in 6 months, according to Moody's Investor Service. In fact, the 6.3% rise in the index that tracks CRE was its largest upward movement since Moody's created the index more than 10 years ago. Also, in an unexpected spot of good news during this hot and bothered summer, the Department of Commerce reported that housing starts in June were at an annualized rate of 629,000 units. While not precisely healthy, that's the highest number of starts in 5 months. Construction starts for both single-family and multifamily properties were up in June. But existing home sales were down in June. The National Association of Realtors reported that existing home sales dropped during the month as buyers got cold feet and canceled more contracts than expected. Total existing home sales declined 0.8% to an annualized rate of 4.77 million in June. Next week, well, who knows about the debt ceiling? Kay Schiller, on the other hand, will be out with home valuations, and consumer confidence and consumer sentiment will be measured. And you'll hear about it here. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those fine websites.